This is Dakota Datebook for May 10th. On this date in 1962, residents of North Dakota read with interest about their connection to a young man selected to work for a relatively new but well-known agency, NASA. Major Donald Sorley was one of the 8 test pilots selected for a new space pilot course. Sorley was the grandson of early settlers, Mr. and Mrs. I.E. Sorley, who farmed near Church's Ferry. Sorley graduated from Fargo Central High and studied at North Dakota State University. Aeronautics was not new for him. He joined the Air National Guard while in Fargo and ended up flying Sabre jets in Korea, earning the Distinguished Flying Cross. He later became the chief of electronics manned interceptor projects at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio. Sorley ended up working with the Lifting Body Program at NASA's Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base in California. The program worked to develop vehicles that provided lift with minimal wing surface. The goal was to determine the potential of such a craft to re-enter from space and safely land. It was determined that a flight demonstration of some sort was needed. The first vehicle, the M2F1, was a lightweight, unpowered prototype. Later iterations would include rocket engines. These first research vehicles were unique and unconventional, with most of their aerodynamic lift from their shape rather than wings. An unofficial motto for the program was, "Don't be rescued from outer space, fly back in style." The M2F1 was tested in wind tunnels and acted as a glider. In 1963, it was even flown by fastening the vehicle to a car with a 1,000-foot rope towing it around open roads, a promising start. Once it was powered, the M2F1 would fly for 3 more years, piloted by Chuck Yeager, Bruce Peterson, Don Malik, Jerry Gentry, and North Dakota's own Donald Sorley. And as you've probably guessed by now, the project led to the development of the Space Shuttle, which took flight in 1981. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.